struggle for balance. Slipping, you almost grab mine, but you find your feet. And I never wanted so much someone to fall. It's just been a weekend, but in my mind we summer in France with our genius daughters now. And you teach me to play the piano.
Good morning, you're listening to Jangle Heaven on WMFO in Medford. I'm Jack, I'm your usual host of the show. And today, on this rainy Friday morning, I realize I could have taken the opportunity to do an April Fool's type show, but an hour just seems like a really long period of time to be joking about the music I'm playing on here, and I just don't think the amount of people listening it really warrants that. If I were to do like an hour of like, I don't know, death metal or something, because it's so atypical, I don't really know if that would be worth it. And I have some songs I really do want to play, so I'm just going to pretend that it's not April Fool's Day and go ahead with the theme that I was thinking about for today, and that is songs from the 60s. Pretty simple idea, but I play a lot of the music of the 60s on the show, and I thought if I give a whole hour just to focus on it, I could get some good results from that. So I'll be starting off here with a song by the Beatles. I think I'll be playing a good few songs by the Beatles today. I've just been listening to them recently, and you can't really do a 60s playlist without them. So yeah, this is She Said, She Said.
place. I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles, where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You are just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know where you are here. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name. See me, Queen Jane.
Okay, there we just had Bob Dylan with Queen Jane, approximately. Before that was Love with A House Is Not a Motel, The Doors with Alabama Song, and The Beatles with She Said, She Said. And the intro was Good Will Hunting by Black Country New Road. Obviously not a 60s band. Hope I didn't mislead anyone with that, but someone has since pointed out to me that that was kind of silly. But I wanted to hear it, so it was worth playing. Yeah, lots to say about these songs. I'm sort of experimenting with the format here. This is kind of what I used to do. I'd play a couple songs and then talk a little bit in between. But I'm just doing more of a formal break here than I would before I started talking between every song, which is how I've been handling it for the past few weeks. But yeah, I guess I'll... Where to start? Well, Alabama Song, written by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Vile, who... well, I believe it's actually... It's not from Three Penny Opera, but he also... those two... well, one of them was a, I guess, playwright, but also... I don't know what you would call somebody who writes an opera. And Kurt Vile did the music. And so the Doors covered this from one of their, musicals, maybe. It's an interesting version, a little bit less, It's a little bit less dissonant than the original. It works better as a pop song, almost, rock, psychedelic. It really does work for the 60s style. Really not much to say about the rest of these. I guess they're just, great examples of 60s. All pretty big ones in here. The Beatles, The Doors, Love, and Bob Dylan. I mean, that's not going to surprise anyone by being on a 60s playlist. But I have the next few songs are going to be a little bit more, a little more experimental. Maybe not unheard of, but longer. Some of them much shorter, actually. More interesting things going on. And so I have coming up here The Ostrich by The Primitives. This is Lou Reed's band before The Velvet Underground, famous for ostrich tuning, which is tuning all the strings of a guitar to the same note, which is possible and sounds really cool. Then The Mothers of Invention with What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body, a very short song, but... a great example of the 60s. And then an odd one from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. This is American Crucifixion, which is... they kind of went and tried to do the whole Sgt. Pepper thing on the Genuine Imitation Life Gazette in 1969 after their sort of initial success. And this is not an album that gets a lot of attention, but I thought I'd share some of it on the show. And then Buzz and Fly by Tim Buckley, by no means obscure, but a little bit more interesting than what we've heard, maybe. Although She Said is an amazing song. Maybe it's kind of simple and short, but really one of their best. So yeah, I'll start it off with The Primitives.
Yeah. that she runs around.
Your children are born unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
Thank you.
So threw in a song that I did not announce before, and pushing Fuzz and Fly to the next set, that was Here Come the Fleas by White Noise. I hadn't heard that one in a very long time, but hearing it again, I'm really happy I played it. That was just so interesting to listen to. They just go through so many different styles so fast, and they just throw all these sounds at you. Perfect example of the 60s experimental avant-garde, anything you want to call it. Before that, American Crucifixion, What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body? American Crucifixion's by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Then What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body by the Mothers of Invention. And The Ostrich by the Primitives. I'm realizing this whole vocal break format with the, you know, sets of songs in between. I got the idea from my friend's show in, I was on a friend's show at UMass Amherst on WMUA, and they have multiple hosts, and it's much easier to come up with something to say when there's two people, I guess, because really there's not much going on. Especially this early in the morning. You know, I have nothing to talk about that happened today. I just got up. But I'll keep playing some music then. I forgot to log these songs also, so I'll do that too. But here we go with Buzz and Fly by Tim Buckley. It's a longer one, but a great song.
Sometimes I am in the morning, Lord, I miss you so. Now I know I found a home. That's how I know.
Fighting in a trench. One soldier. Watching the rain.
All right, you just heard Lady Bird by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. And before that was Under My Umbrella by Margot Gurion, Some Mother's Son by The Kinks, and Buzz and Fly by Tim Buckley. You're listening to Jangle Heaven on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and today's theme was music from the 60s. And I promised to play more Beatles, so I'm going to end off with another song from Revolver. This is And Your Bird Can Sing. Thank you so much for listening.
Walk real slow, imagination running wild. I remember when I was a child.